Relic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to Relic Radio Science Fiction. By popular demand, we have more Space Patrol for you this week. Actually, we have two episodes. We're doubling up on them. Starting off with Search for Asteroid X, an episode from December 13th, 1952. Then we'll hear Lady from Venus from December 20th, 1952. Here's Space Patrol.
Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and Good Hot Ralston present Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy, in their spacesuits on a tiny asteroid, are approaching a criminal who has stolen evidence that's needed to convict a crime syndicate.
He's got the metal box, sir, with the evidence.
All right, Chura, come out of that crater and get into our ship.
I'm getting into my own ship, Corey, and you're not going to stop me.
All right, we'll come down and get you.
Take one more step and I'll use this gun on you. All right, have it your own way. I warned you.
Drop, Happy. Wow, that was close. That ray gun knocked a hunk of rock loose as big as your head.
Don't move, Hap. I think Chura means business.
He sure does. And it isn't funny business either.
We'll be back in just a moment with today's Space Patrol story, The Search for Asteroid X.
Hey, did you hear that, gang? That was the Terra Express train trying to get up speed on ordinary fuel. Not very speedy, was it? But now listen to that same train with super fuel in its tank. Man, that train is really traveling now because it's supercharged with super fuel. Now, gang, without a good breakfast, you can't go very fast either. But with super fuel in your tank, you're supercharged. Here's how Buzz Corey gets up ahead of steam in the morning. He has a good breakfast with Rice Chex or Wheat Chex, the super cereals that helped us supercharge you. For taste, they're terrific. For size, they're perfect because they both have that modern bite-sized design. So, gang, get off to a quick start of the morning the way Buzz Corey does. Get supercharged. Just eat a good breakfast with the Checkerboard Super Cereals and get them today in the red and white Checkerboard packages. Rice Chex, Wheat Chex. After months of careful investigation, Space Patrol agents have gathered evidence against the leaders of the notorious Saturn Syndicate. This gang, for months, has been victimizing honest businessmen on the outer planets of the solar system. Commander Corey has been awaiting the arrival of an agent with the evidence that will convict the leaders of the syndicate. Now, Buzz grimly enters his central office on Terra, where Cadet Happy is decoding spacograms.
Lock those messages in the file, Happy. You can work on them later.
Is something wrong, Commander?
It certainly is. I've just received a report that Fraser's in the hospital. All the evidence is gone.
What?
Somebody jumped Fraser while he was on his way here in a surface car. He was knocked unconscious. Every scrap of evidence was stolen. Documents, microfilm, everything.
Do you have any idea who did it, sir?
No, I understand the doctors won't let our security people see Fraser yet.
Is he badly hurt?
Fortunately, no. The loss of that evidence puts us right back where we started 3 months ago in the Saturn Syndicate investigation. Come on over to the hospital with me. As soon as the doctor's okay, I want to ask Fraser some questions.
Cut your speed and go lower, Hanley. I think I see something down there.
Where?
Right near that small pond. Isn't that a building of some kind?
Hey, you're right, Chura.
Well, I hope it's occupied. Say, there is a man down there by the pond.
That's surprising to find anybody in this part of Mars.
Send the ship down. We'll load up with food and water.
Suppose this guy won't give us any?
Well, then he'll get what our friend, the Space Patrol agent, got. Do you think you finished that guy, Chura? Who cares? We got the evidence.
Yeah. But I won't rest easy until we get it hit on Asteroid X.
Well, kick on the repeller ray.
Repeller ray on.
or Dan. If we get enough supplies here, we can go into free fall near the asteroid belt till we decide what our next move is.
I wonder who this guy is. He sure must like solitude.
Now, we don't want any trouble if we can help it, Hundley. Let me do the talking.
Don't you always?
All right, let's go. Now the outer hitch.
Hi there!
He looks good-natured and not very bright. Just what we ordered. Hello, friend.
Having trouble with your ship?
No, but we're out of supplies, food and water.
When we left Lowell City, we thought we had enough to get to Neptune, but looks as though I miscalculated.
Well, I got plenty here, gentlemen. Come on in, take what you want.
We'll pay you for it.
Oh, no, I got plenty. Come on in the house and help yourselves.
Why, that's mighty generous of you, Mr.
Noonan. Marty Noonan. By the way, don't believe I got your names.
You know, I'm Steve Churin. This is my friend, Wally Hundley. Now about those supplies.
Oh, sure. Sorry, you folks are in a hurry. But since you are, just come with me, gentlemen. I brought this extra box of rations, gentlemen, just in case of emergency.
Here, I'll pass it up to Chura.
All right, Hundley. Come aboard.
I sure wish you fellas could stay a while. Don't get many visitors.
So do we, Mr. Noonan. But we got to get going.
I understand.
Well, very much obliged, Noonan.
Oh, no trouble at all.
So long. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Better stand back and watch our rockets. We're going to blast off.
Sure, a couple of swell fellas. Gee, what's this? Ooh, box. They must have dropped it.
Hey, wait!
This looks pretty important. Microfilm Reel 14B, property of Space Patrol. Investigation Squad Number 3, Space Patrol Headquarters, Terra. Gosh, they're Space Patrol agents. I'd better call headquarters right away.
Commander, will you take this spacephone call? It's something about a can of microfilm a fellow found on Mars.
All right, Happy. Corey here. Go ahead, please.
Commander, my name is Noonan.
Yes, Mr. Noonan?
A couple of your agents dropped a can of microfilm on the land. Wanted to know how to go about returning it.
Well, what does it say on the label?
Reel 14B, Investigation Squad Number 3.
Oh, just a minute. You say Space Patrol agents dropped it?
Yes, sir. I think it fell out of one of the men's pockets.
Happy. Squad 3 was on the Saturn Syndicate case. Mr. Noonan, what were these agents doing on your land?
They ran out of supplies on the way to Neptune.
Did you see their credentials?
No, I didn't. Just figured they were agents when I found the film. Said their names were Steve Chur and Wally Hundley.
Did you ever see these men before?
Why, no, Commander.
Where are you now?
At my place. Sector 17H on the Martian plain. About 4 6/10 DUs directly northwest of Lowell City.
Got that, Happy?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a ship did these men have? Was it a space patrol ship?
No, didn't have any insignia at all. But I don't know what kind it was.
Mr. Noonan, hold on to that microfilm. I'm coming after it.
Right, Commander.
And don't give it to anyone else. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for your cooperation. I'm on my way. Corey out.
I've just checked, sir. We don't have any agents named Chura and Hundley. Not on Squad 3, anyway.
Well, chances are those are the men who knocked out Fraser. At least they have the evidence, or I should say, had it.
But Fraser didn't get a look at the men who attacked him.
I'll blast off for Mars and get the film, Happy. Maybe we can get some more information from this man, Noonan.
I finished decoding the patrol unit messages, sir.
Good. Will you read them, Happy?
Yes, sir. Quote, to Commander-in-Chief aboard Terra 5, Jupiter Patrol searched Mars to Neptune orbit. No suspicious craft sighted, unquote. From Saturn Patrol, same, negative. Neptune Patrol also replies a negative.
Any more?
Well, Patrol Ship 34A, asteroid belt, picked up an unidentified object in their view scope. They're investigating it.
Happy, we're going right into Lowell City.
And how about the microfilm at Noonan's place?
Yeah, you can go after it in an atmosphere ship after we land. I'll call Noonan, describe the credentials you'll present to him to relieve him of my original order.
All right, sir.
See how much you can find out about those men he saw. Get a full description. Very likely their right names aren't Chura and Hundley. It's almost certain they lied when they told Noonan they were going to Neptune.
Shall I bring Noonan back to Lowell City?
If you think he can give us any useful information.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll reach Mars in 20 minutes, sir. I'd better check Lowell City space control.
Better get the evidence ready. We're nearly to Asteroid X.
All right, Chura. What a terrific place to hide it. Even if somebody knew it was on an asteroid, how would they know which one?
Now, remember, Hunley, when we get to the asteroid, be sure to mark the exact universal star time to the tenth of a second.
Why?
Well, otherwise, the orbit computer can pinpoint its location when we want to find the asteroid again.
Yeah, I get it.
Have you got the evidence ready to unload?
Yeah, all except... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
A reel of microfilm. I had it in my pocket. It's gone.
Huh? What was it doing in your pocket?
That spilled out when we took the stuff from the agent's surface car, so I just stuck it in my pocket. Oh, well, probably doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? That reel might be just the one to convict the boss. And us. How did you happen to lose it?
I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Back at Nunes.
Huh?
Yeah, it may have fallen out while I was bending over to pick up the box of food or water containers.
How could you be that careless? Well, at least Noon is alone. We got to go back and look for it. There's nothing else to do.
Hi there.
Are you Marty Noonan?
Yep, that's right.
I'm Cadet Happy. Here are my Space Patrol credentials.
Mighty glad to know you, Cadet. Commander Corey called me about you. Here's your microfilm.
Oh, thanks. There are several questions Commander Corey wanted me to ask you about these men.
Chura and Hundley? Well, I'll tell you what I can. Suppose we go in the house and have a bite to eat while we talk.
All right, fine.
It's a mighty fine-looking little atmosphere ship. How fast will she go?
Oh, probably 1,200. On this trip, though, I averaged about 832.
From the old city to here, 9 minutes and 54 seconds. Hey.
Yeah, about that. Let's see. I took off at... Hey, how did you figure that out so quick?
Oh, I don't know. Answers just sort of come to me. Don't have to think about it. It's lucky, too. Because if I had to tell you how I do it, I'd get all confused and come up with the wrong answer.
I have to figure everything out on paper or use the electronic computer in the ship. Well, first, Mr. Noonan, can you give me a description of these two men?
Well, Chura is about 45, 6 feet tall, weighs about 210 Earth standard.
Well, Mr. Noonan, you've given me a very complete description of these crooks, and their ship was very likely a Class C private cruiser from the way you describe it. Could you come to Lowell City with me, Mr. Noonan? I think Commander Corey would like to question you further.
Why, of course.
I'd like to get back as soon as possible. Do you mind if I use your spacephone?
Okay, Noonan. You two, Cadet, get your hands out.
Sure, and Hundley.
That's right. Don't make a move for your gun, Cadet, or I'll use this one.
Okay. Which one of you has the microfilm?
What microfilm?
You know what microfilm. Noonan must have found it or you wouldn't be here. Hundley, take the Cadet's ray gun and search him for the tape.
Sure.
The film's in my jacket pocket, and it's going to stay there.
Oh, you are play rough, eh, Cadet?
You let him alone.
You'll keep out of this, Noonan.
Jura, help me.
All right, I'm coming. All right, Cadet.
I nearly got the gun away from me.
Well, after this, don't be so careless.
I got it. Here's the microfilm. Now, let's get back to the ship.
The Cadet's coming, too. And I got an idea. We're going to take him with us.
What for? Let's finish him here.
Oh, not till we find out how much he knows. Come on, Cadet. Come on your feet. You got a nice long walk.
Walk? Where to?
To our ship.
What about Noonan?
Oh, that stupid oaf. Leave him here. Smash his spacephone. And the one in the Cadet's atmosphere ship as well.
Okay.
Where are you going to take me?
Never mind. But I'll tell you this much. You better enjoy it because this is the last trip you ever gonna take.
We'll be back with Space Patrol in just a moment. Gang, this is Space Patroller Dick Tufeld, and boy, am I excited. We have a new machine here at Space Patrol headquarters, and it's terrific. It's the flavor meter for testing the flavor of food. Now, I have a plain, ordinary cereal right here, so let's test it. The better it tastes, the louder it'll ring the bell. Now, all I do is place the cereal in this slot and push the button. Not much flavor there, is it? Let's put in some other ordinary cereal and see what happens. Why, not even a tinkle. Now, gang, here's a couple of super cereals I'd like to test. I'll put them both in. Wow, that did it. Those cereals really ring the bell for flavor. You bet. They were Rice Chex and Wheat Chex. Chex, the cereals with that modern bite-sized design. Chex, the super cereals that help to supercharge you. Test them yourself, gang, in your own cereal bowl. And believe me, they'll really ring the bell for flavor. Rice Chex, Wheat Chex.
Commander Corey has sent Happy to Marty Noonan's isolated dwelling on the Martian plain to recover some stolen evidence, a roll of microfilm. Noonan and Happy were surprised by Chura and Hundley when the thieves returned for the film. After smashing Noonan's spacophone, the criminals have taken Happy to their ship, leaving the unconscious Noonan locked in his house. Meanwhile, Buzz, in Lowell City, has tried in vain to contact Happy or Noonan by spacophone.
Commander Corey to Space Patrol, Lowell City.
Space Patrol, Lieutenant Barton here, Commander.
Lieutenant, I've been unable to contact my cadet on any of the Space Patrol frequencies. And Noonan doesn't answer either, so I'm blasting off to see what the trouble is.
Would you like an atmosphere ship, sir?
No, a spaceship in case I need it. I'll go on Terra 5. Keep monitoring those frequencies. If you hear from either Cadet Happy or Marty Noonan, notify me in my private frequency immediately. Hello there. Are you Marty Noonan?
Yes.
I'm Commander Corey. Where's Cadet Happy?
Sure, and Hundley. They took him away, and they got the microfilm. I tried to stop him, Commander, but they knocked me out. They smashed my spacophone and the one in the cadet ship there, too.
Do you know where they took him?
No, by the time I came to and broke out of my house, they'd blasted off. They'd locked me in.
Did you hear anything that would give us a clue as to where they were going?
No. All I remember was that one of them said we ought to be able to get there by 1,500 hours, but I don't know where they meant.
How long ago did they blast off?
About an hour and a half ago. Say, Commander, I'd like to help you find them.
All right, come aboard.
Thanks, Commander.
Maybe with the astrogation charts and the computer, I can figure out an approximate radius of where Chura's ship might be by 1,500 hours.
Well, if they're going to any planet, it'd have to be Jupiter.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, considering the speed of spaceships and the present positions of the planets and the approximate arrival time of 1,500 hours, it just has to be Jupiter.
Oh, it does?
Yes, they wouldn't need that much time to get to any of the inner planets like Earth and Venus. And they'd need much more time to get to Saturn.
You may be right, but as a double check, I'll work it out on the computer. The computer will give us the answer in a few seconds. Now, here we are. Now, let's see. Well, what do you know?
What'd you say, Commander?
Mr. Noonan, this is amazing. Either you made a very lucky guess, or you must know the exact distances and positions of all the planets relative to Mars.
Oh, I do. Make a hobby of remembering data like that.
Jupiter comes nearer to satisfying the equation than any other object in space. How do you do it?
I don't know, Commander. If I know a formula and the data, I can get the result. But if I stop to think how I do it, I get all confused.
There's only one thing wrong. They couldn't quite reach Jupiter by 1500. Of course, they may be heading for one of the moons. I'll check the astrogation chart again.
Could be Ganymede, Commander, assuming we're right on the time factor.
Yeah, we'll see. Mr. Noonan, you've hit it again. The astrogation chart puts moon number 3, Ganymede, very close to the vector. Ganymede's a good-sized moon. There are a lot of places to hide on it. The most we can hope for right now is that we're headed in the right direction.
I just talked to the boss.
What'd you tell him?
Just that we got the evidence against the gang away from the space patrol, and that we're on Ganymede. And the boss is going to stay on Saturn now that he's safe from prosecution.
How long do we stick on Ganymede?
Until the excitement over, the stolen evidence dies down a little. Say, where's the cadet?
All right, sitting over there, Nick. He's gone.
I told you to watch him. The space phone. Look in the next room, quickly.
And I'm being held on Ganymede, Sector 9J.
Hey, cadet, get away from the space phone. Grab him on list.
Sector 9J.
I'll teach you, cadet.
Now, watch him after this.
That was Happy. He was cut off.
Sounded to me like somebody hit him.
Sector 9J. That pinpoints location, Mr. Noonan. We'll make a slow glide approach and land with a repeller ray. Maybe Chura and Hundley won't hear the ship.
All right, cadet. We could keep this out for hours, but I'm tired of playing games with you. Does Commander Corey know who knocked out the space patrol agent? Now, come on, answer me.
Oh, you're wasting your time, Chura.
I'm all for getting rid of the cadet right now. After that space phone call he tried to make a while ago, he's too much of a risk to have around.
I'm afraid you're right, Hundley. We'll take him away from the building and use the ray gun on him.
Now, let's get at it. Get your hands up, you two.
Corey!
Commander, you got here just in time.
Mr. Noonan put me on the right track, and we heard your space phone call. Chura, Where's the Saturn Syndicate evidence?
It's where you'll never find it.
They put it on an asteroid, sir. Somewhere in the asteroid belt, but I couldn't tell you which one.
There are thousands of them.
I'll untie your hands, cadet.
Oh, thanks.
Look out, Noonan.
Too late, Corey.
Shoot, Commander.
I can't. He's holding Noonan as a shield.
So long, Corey.
Are you all right, Noonan?
I'm sorry, Commander.
That's okay. After him, quick.
He's locked the door.
Hundley, have you got a key to this door?
Sorry, Commander. Jura has the only one.
Search him. I'll see if I can smash the door.
I've got my hands loose now, Commander. I'll help you.
All right, Happy.
Can't find a key on him, Commander. Just this slip.
Uh-oh. It's Jura's ship. He's getting away.
Well, we still have you, Hundley.
Hey, Mr. Noonan, don't throw that paper away. That's the coordinates of the asteroid.
All right, Cadet. I'll hang on to it.
Once more, Happy. The door's giving.
There she is.
Escort our friend Hundley to the ship. Come on, let's get after Jura.
No sign of Chura's ship in the viewscope, sir.
Hundley, you must know where he'd be most likely to go.
Really, Commander, I haven't the slightest idea.
He's probably heading for that asteroid to pick up the evidence. Mr. Noonan, let's see that piece of paper.
Here it is, Commander.
Yes. His coordinates are for a point somewhere in the asteroid belt.
Yes, sir, but the asteroid has moved thousands of DUs by now.
Yes, but the time is down here to the second.
Well, you mean the time the coordinates were taken?
Yes. So by using the computer, we can tell just where the asteroid will be at any future moment.
Commander, look at Hundley.
Hey, get away from that computer.
Get him, Happy.
All right, Hundley. Quiet down or I'll knock you cold.
Look what he did to the computer.
Put it completely out of commission.
Yeah, now let's see you find Asteroid X.
Well, what are we going to do, sir? We can't possibly locate that asteroid until we get another computer.
I know. There are thousands of asteroids in that belt.
Commander, can I see that piece of paper?
All right, Mr. Noonan.
16 degrees, 23 minutes, 7 seconds. Sun Arcturus orientation, 123 million DUs from sun center. Commander, I think I can give you the approximate location of that asteroid.
You can work out that orbit equation in your head?
Already have, sir. If you show me an astrogation chart, I'll mark down the coordinates.
Smoking rocket.
That's impossible. Nobody could solve an equation like that so quickly. Not in his head.
I've seen Mr. Noonan work, Hundley, and I think you're in for a surprise. Here's a chart, Mr. Noonan. Center that asteroid in the viewscope, Happy.
Yes, sir.
The approximate location you gave us, Mr. Noonan. The question is that Asteroid X?
Ah, there are hundreds of asteroids in this region.
Yeah, but look, there's a spaceship circling it. Hey, it's going to land.
Mr. Noonan, looks as though you pinpointed the right one.
Sheer luck.
Increase our velocity, Happy. We may be able to catch Chura before he leaves the asteroid.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Noonan, will you go to the locker and get a couple of spacesuits for Happy and myself?
Sure will, Commander.
When we land on the asteroid, I'll leave you in the ship to watch Hundley.
There's Chura, sir, in that small crater.
He'll set down between him and his ship. Cut rockets.
Rockets out, sir.
Hit repeller ray.
Repeller ray on, sir. Landing secured, Commander.
All right, Happy. Let's get out there and grab Chura. Mr. Noonan, here's a ray gun. Hold it on our friend Hundley.
Very happy to, Commander.
He's got the metal box, sir, with the evidence.
All right, Chura. Come out of that crater and get into our ship.
I'm getting into my own ship, Corey, and you're not going to stop me.
All right, we'll see about that.
Now take one more step and I'll use this gun on you. I warned you.
Drop that.
Oh, that was close. That blast knocked loose a hunk of rock as big as your head.
Next time I'll widen the angle, and I won't miss.
Shall we rush him, sir?
Don't try it. Move 1 inch closer, Corey, and you're finished.
There's nothing we can do. Back to the ship, Happy.
Yes, sir. Commander, isn't there any way we can get him?
Just get into the ship. Close the hatch.
Yes, sir. Well, he can't hold out there very long without food and water, sir. Do we just wait?
He'd have to give up eventually. But he destroyed the evidence before he surrendered.
I guess there's nothing to do but blast off.
Turn your transmitter signal to low output so Chura can't hear us.
Yes, sir. All set. Hey, Commander, he'll have to pass right by this hatch to get to his own ship.
Yes, there's one weapon that might work. Right here in this container.
Liquid air. But how is...
Unfasten the bracket.
Well, yes, sir.
Now, as he passes the hatch, open it as quickly as possible. And I'll open the valve and the nozzle. We'll squirt a jet of liquid air at Chura.
But what good will that do? Is the pressure strong enough to knock him down?
No, but the temperature out there on that asteroid is minus 240 degrees. Liquid air freezes at minus 218.
Yeah, but I still don't see...
There he is. Open the hatch, Happy. Quickly.
Good shot, sir. It's hitting him.
I'm trying to spray it over his hand.
Hey, Corey, what are you trying to do? Fight with a water pistol?
There, I got his hand.
Turn it off, Corey, or I'll put a blast charge into your ship. Well, I can't raise my arm.
That's right, Shura. Your gun hand is encased in a mass of frozen air. Yeah, that'll hold him, Happy.
Hey, he's just standing there like a statue.
Let's go out and bring him into the ship. He's harmless now. Well, what's funny, huh?
He thought he was hot stuff. But now he'll have to be defrosted.
We'll be back with an action preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story in just a moment. Say, gang, did you ever hear the robot mastermind work? It's the amazing Space Patrol machine with a mechanical brain. It knows the answer to everything. Now listen while I ask it some questions. What's the only hot cereal Buzz Corey ever eats? The hot wheat cereal that helps to supercharge him.
Instant Ralston.
Right, Instant Ralston. The hot super cereal that helps to supercharge you. And when you want a hot cereal that's really delicious, what do you ask for?
Instant Ralston.
Right, Instant Ralston. And when the morning's cold and you want to warm up your motor...
Instant Ralston.
Yep, the robot mastermind is right on the beam, so remember, to get supercharged, eat a good breakfast with...
Instant Ralston.
Hey, the robot mastermind answered for me.
Instant Ralston.
I can't stop it.
Instant Ralston. Instant Ralston.
But the robot mastermind has the right idea, so get it today.
Instant Ralston. Instant Ralston. Instant Ralston. Instant Ralston.
And now for a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy have been locked in a building by two criminals who have blocked their only means of escape by pouring sodium-potassium alloy on the stairs. The liquid metal has burst into flame on contact with the air.
Commander, the heat is terrible.
We're going to face something worse than heat when the automatic fire extinguishing system starts to work.
But, sir, the water will put the fire out and we can escape.
Not with this alloy, Happy. It burns in air, but when water hits it, it explodes.
What?
The second that spray starts working, this whole building will be blown to bits.
Smoking rockets, unless we find a way out, that means we'll be blown to bits, too.
Be sure to be with us next Saturday for the exciting story, The Lady from Venus, when Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston again bring you Space Patrol. Now, gang, a word from Commander Buzz Corey.
Can you answer this question? What group of boys and girls are doing all they can to get grown-ups to donate more blood? These boys and girls are helping their country and having fun, too. They're my Space Patrol blood boosters. And I'd like you to join them today, right now. And here's something else I'd like you to do, too. Tell your mom and pop to buy the Christmas seals that the National Tuberculosis Association mails out. Christmas seals help fight TB. Just think, TB kills one person every 17 and a half minutes. So join the fight. Buy the beautiful Christmas seals of the National Tuberculosis Association.
Space Patrol, an original Mike Moser production starring Ed Kemmerer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston and directed by Larry Robertson. Other players were Bela Kovach, Ken Mayer, and Norman Jolly. Dick Tufel speaking. Now, don't forget to tune in next Saturday and every Saturday when Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston again present the new exciting Space Patrol! And be sure to see another exciting Space Patrol story on your local ABC television station. Consult your local paper for time and channel. Space Patrol comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network. Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy have been locked in a building by two criminals who have blocked their only means of escape by pouring sodium-potassium alloy on the stairs.
The liquid metal has burst into flame on contact with the air.
Commander, the heat's terrible.
We're going to face something worse than heat when the automatic fire extinguishing system starts to work.
But, sir, the water will put the fire out and we can escape.
Not with this alloy, Happy. It burns in air, but when water hits it, it explodes.
What?
The second that spray starts working, this whole building will be blown to bits.
We'll be back in just a moment with today's Space Patrol story, The Lady from Venus. Space Patroller Dick Tufel, gang, speaking to you from an atomic power plant on Mars. They're having trouble getting power, but I think I've found the trouble. Now, listen to this main power generator. Sounds pretty weak, doesn't it? My guess is this. They've been using ordinary fuel. So let's see what happens when I put in this super fuel. Wow, listen to that power now. Supercharging, does it? And gang, when you roll out of bed in the morning, you're just like this generator. You need fuel because you haven't had any for about 12 hours. But listen, don't settle for ordinary fuel. Get supercharged like Buzz Corey does with a good breakfast. Eat the super cereals in the checkerboard packages. Now, Rice Chex and Wheat Chex are the super cereals with that modern bite-sized design for super easy eating. Rice Chex is bite-sized shredded rice, triple toasted. And Wheat Chex is bite-sized shredded wheat, baked crisper than a cracker, super power in every bite. Now remember, pulling up to the breakfast table is like pulling into a filling station. So get supercharged every morning. Pick up your cereal bowl and say,
"Fill up, Mom, Wheat Chex. Fill up, Mom, Rice Chex."
In Commander Corey's central office on Terra, a tall, middle-aged man anxiously paces the floor while Cadet Happy checks the Space Patrol search mission reports.
There are some magazines on the table, Mr. Stratton.
Beg pardon?
I said if you want to read, there are some magazines.
Oh, no, thank you, Cadet. Is that clock correct?
Yes, it is, Mr. Stratton.
Are you sure?
It's a uranium clock, sir. It gives the correct universal start time within a millionth of a second.
Commander Corey did say 10:30, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
It's 10:40 now.
Oh, here's the commander now.
Well, sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Stratton.
Oh, that's all right, Commander.
The Secretary General and the staff have gone over your application and the reports of the commission.
Yes?
It's been approved. You can go ahead with that atomic power plant.
Oh, splendid.
These papers authorize you to obtain fissionable materials for your atomic breeder reactor.
Thank you.
I suppose you're blasting off to Venus right away and get your plan into operation.
Oh, I have a few matters to clear up first in my Terra office. Goodbye, Commander. And, Cadet, thank you for your courtesy.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Stratton. Goodbye.
Congratulations, Mr. Stratton.
Oh? What can I do for you?
Why, Mr. Stratton, you don't recognize me.
Why, Miss Bennett, forgive me, but you look so different.
Don't tell me I've aged that much in 5 years.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's a...
I'm a blonde now instead of a brunette.
Oh, yes, that's it, of course, your hair.
And I dress more expensively than I did when I worked for you.
I always thought you dressed very nicely, Miss Bennett.
Why so formal, Edward? On Mars, you used to call me Elspeth, the lady from Venus.
What are you doing now, Elspeth?
Well, that's better. Well, right now, I'm in the manufacturing business on my own.
Well, we're competitors, eh?
No, not entirely, Edward. In fact, I'm actually interested in becoming one of your customers.
Oh, splendid. We parted on very unpleasant terms, as I recall. I'm glad you're willing to let bygones be bygones.
Yes, and I was delighted to hear that the Secretary General gave you the go-ahead for your reactor on Venus.
Why, I just came from Space Patrol headquarters myself. How did you know about it so soon?
Oh, I know a lot of things about you, Edward. I was one of the people questioned by the Space Patrol security agents.
Well, evidently, your replies were favorable. Thank you.
How soon will your plant be in operation?
It'll take 3 weeks to get into active production.
Good, then I can count on you for a shipment of plutonium in less than a month. I'm not joking, Edward. I'm ready to pay you a fair amount of credits for a small percentage of your plutonium output.
You have a United Planets authorization to buy it?
Oh, no. That's why I have to get it from you.
But I can't sell it to you. I can sell you power, but not plutonium or other fissionable materials. It's illegal.
Stratton, how long do you think you'd be permitted to operate that plant if I should go to Space Patrol with certain evidence? evidence of those shady deals on Mars 5 years ago.
You know I had nothing to do with those. You engineered them behind my back.
Yes, but the evidence I have still points to you, not to me. I've been keeping it, Edward, for just such an opportunity as this.
No, I've got to account for every ounce of plutonium.
Surely you can find some way to get around the regulations. You want to keep that plant, don't you?
That's blackmail, Elspeth.
Blackmail? When I'm paying you for the plutonium? Well, that's unfair.
I never thought you'd stoop to anything like this.
You'll send the plutonium to the Elbin Company on Mars. There's a fake company I've organized to receive certain illegal materials.
So you're operating on Mars,
no? No, I just want to be sure the plutonium's hard to trace. For your protection as well as mine, I'm still the lady from Venus. So I'll see you in a month. Remember, I'll be expecting my shipment in a month. Goodbye for now, Ed.
You know what I'm going to do when we get to Lake Azure, Commander?
What, Happy?
I'm going to go for a swim, and then I'm going to the club and have a steak that thick. And
well, wait a minute, Happy. There's one thing I forgot to tell you when we blasted off from Terra.
What's that, sir?
Officially, this is a pleasure trip. Unofficially, we're on official duty.
Huh? I'm all confused.
You remember the man Stratton who was in my office about a month ago? The fellow who was authorized to operate an atomic reactor plant on Venus?
Oh, yes, sir. I remember Mr. Stratton. He ought to be producing by now.
He's in some sort of trouble. We're going to Lake Azure and see if we can clear it up.
What kind of trouble?
Well, he's afraid to tell me by spacephone, so I arranged to visit him at his cottage on the north shore of the lake.
Oh, then the swim and the steak are out.
Until after we talk to Mr. Stratton. Then we'll see about the swim and steaks. Because in the long run, I want to be sure that everybody thinks we're visiting Venus for pleasure.
Just a minute.
Oh, Elspeth.
Yes, Edward. I heard you were resting here at Lake Azure after getting your plant into operation, so I thought I'd pay you a visit. Well, aren't you going to ask us in? Mr. Stratton, this is my assistant, Ivan Amon.
How do you do?
Hello.
Shake hands with him, Edward, or Ivan will think you don't like him. He's very sensitive.
Yeah. Shake, huh?
Easy, Ivan. Mr. Stratton will probably need his right hand to correct a little mistake he made.
A mistake?
Yes. One of our representatives inside your plant informed us that you shipped a crate to the Elbin Company on Mars yesterday.
That's right, I did. I followed your instructions.
Yeah, except you didn't put plutonium in the crate.
What a waste of time and money it would be for us to pick up that crate of worthless metal and haul it back to Venus. Oh,
worthless metal?
Yes. So I brought Ivan with me to persuade you to correct this oversight.
You like me to work him over, Miss Bennett?
Well, that's up to Mr. Stratton.
Yes, I'll correct the oversight.
Good. But the next time you make a mistake, Ivan will work you over, as he calls it. And I'll turn my evidence over to the Space Patrol.
It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. Come on, Ivan.
All right, Miss Bennett.
All right, Ivan. Let's get back to their water cruiser.
Miss Bennett, look. There is another water cruiser pulling up to Stratton's wharf.
Yes, men in uniform. Quick, get over behind those bushes before they see us.
From here, they look like space patrol men.
It's exactly what they are. It's lucky we beached our cruiser down at the cove.
What are they coming here for?
We're going to find out. Get in the bushes. We can watch from here.
Hadn't we better get to the cruiser and shove off?
Wait, Ivan. The tall one's Commander Corey.
Yeah. I heard at the hotel that he was due in today for a rest. That space patrol high brass has it pretty soft.
If he's here for a rest, why would he come directly to see Stratton? It looks very suspicious to me. If he's double-crossed...
They are on the wharf now. Let's get going.
No. Wait till they get in the house. Then we'll slip up and see if we can hear what's going on.
Oh, Mr. Stratton, we didn't see anybody.
And there was no boat at the wharf.
They must have come here in a surface car, then.
They could have, all right, along the Lakeshore Road.
Who were these people?
Elspeth Bennett and a man named Ivan Amond. They're the reason I asked you to come here. They're trying to force me to sell them plutonium illegally.
I see.
One of their spies in my plant found out about a faked shipment I tried to trick them with, so they came here to threaten me.
Threaten you? With violence, you mean?
Yes. Look, Commander, I'm going to tell you the whole story. It may mean that the government might take my license away, but I'll not be blackmailed into committing a crime.
Blackmail? How could they? Your record's clean.
Let me give you the facts. This Elspeth Bennett worked for me 5 years ago on Mars. Without my knowledge, she put over several very dishonest deals. And here's exactly what she did. In order to make it look as though I were responsible, she faked a series of orders.
Fool, he's blabbing the whole story.
Maybe Corey will not believe him, huh?
The Space Patrol investigate us, and we can't afford that. At any rate, we can't get any plutonium from Stratton now.
Let's get out of here before Corey comes out.
If Corey finds our plant, we're finished. Ivan, we've got to take care of Corey, the cadet, and Stratton.
I can't handle all three of them. They are armed.
I'll fix it so you can take the Space Patrolman by surprise. You wait in the bushes near the lakeshore. I'll pretend to be in trouble. While they're rescuing me, you can jump out and overpower them.
You know, Commander, somehow I think Mr. Stratton was telling the truth about being framed.
Oh, so do I, Happy. If he weren't thoroughly honest, he could have sold radioactive materials illegally. Yet he's willing to risk losing his plant.
Help! Help!
Commander, listen.
It's a woman. She's fallen into the lake. Come on, Happy.
Save me! I can't swim!
We're coming, lady. Here, I'll jump in, sir.
Now, wait, Happy. She isn't far out. Grab the end of this stick.
That's it.
Get a good grip. You're going to be all right. Just hang on. We'll pull you in.
Oh. Thanks, goodness, you heard me call.
I've got her, sir.
Yeah, watch the edge of the bank, Happy. It's not very solid.
That's how I fell in.
Here, I'll give you a hand, Happy. We'll have you out in just a second.
Oh, I didn't realize the water was so deep, so close to the shore.
There you are. Now, don't try to get up for a while. Just rest.
And you rest, too, Colby!
Hey, what's the big idea?
I got them both, Miss Betty, just like you said.
Well, there's no time for gloating, Ivan. Go in the house, get Stratton, and bring him out here.
Then maybe I'd better finish Corey and the cadet now.
Give Stratton a chance to get away? No. Somebody's going to find three bodies here by the lake. Corey, the cadet, and Stratton. And they'll find the evidence against Stratton in Corey's pocket.
Yeah, but the evidence is fake.
Well, of course it is, but no one will suspect it. It'll be obvious to everyone that Stratton did away with him to keep from being exposed.
How are you going to explain Stratton?
Why, Corey wounded him in the fight. Now, get Stratton.
Suppose the cadet come too while I'm gone.
Either one of them moves, this heavy stick will take care of them.
We'll be back with Space Patrol in just a moment. Say, gang, what do you need for a good, good morning and a good, good start? A nourishing breakfast with Rice Chex or Wheat Chex. That's what. The super cereals that help to supercharge you. Uh-oh, here's a chance to show you exactly what I mean. Some of the fellas here in the neighborhood are having a race. They're running right in this direction, and way out in front is Jim Bridwell, a boy that makes it a rule to eat a good breakfast with the super cereals. Listen, here they come. And let me tell you, Jim is going to win because he's supercharged.
I won!
There, Jim did win, which just goes to show you that to be a winner, you have to eat a winner's breakfast. So latch on quick, gang, to Rice Chex and Wheat Chex, the super cereals that helped us supercharge you.
Hi, Space Patroller.
Hi, Jim. Nice job of running you did there.
Supercharged, that's me.
That's what I was telling the gang, that you eat the super cereals.
Sure do. Rice Chex and Wheat Chex. You just can't find another cereal like them.
Right you are, because they're the only modern bite-sized cereal anywhere.
And talk about delicious. Mmm, boy.
Get them today, Space Patrollers. Rice Chex. Wheat Chex. Edward Stratton, operator of an atomic reactor plant on Venus, is being blackmailed by a former employee, Elspeth Bennett, into selling plutonium illegally. Buzz and Happy went to Lake Azure on Venus to get Stratton's report and were knocked unconscious by Elspeth's assistant, the burly Ivan Amond. Now, while Ivan goes to bring Stratton out of his lakeside cottage, Buzz and Happy regain consciousness to find Elspeth standing over them with a heavy club.
Don't get any ideas about rushing me. I've got you covered.
Commander, look. She's holding the same stick we used to pull her out of the water.
If you think I won't use it, just make a move to get up. Oh, Cadet, what are you looking so pop-eyed about?
Look, right over your head. There's a snake hanging from that tree limb.
Oh, no, really? Don't try any childish tricks on me.
He's right, Miss Bennett. It's a poisonous snake.
Oh, who do you think you're fooling?
We're not fooling.
You'd better move, Miss Bennett.
And you'd better not, Commander.
It's ready to strike.
And so am I.
Look out, Commander.
I warned you, Commander. Let go of that stick.
I was hoping you'd swing at me. Now, give me that. I don't want to hurt you. There.
You,
If you hadn't ducked, I'd have fixed you good.
Yeah, and if the commander hadn't yanked you forward, something would have fixed you for good. Look what's on that branch.
It is a snake. Oh.
I've got her, Hap. Oh. 1 minute she's swinging a club at us, and the next she faints dead away. Women are sure temperamental.
At least this one is.
You know, Commander, if that snake had bitten Miss Bennett, I'm afraid it would have been one sick snake.
This is no time for jokes, Happy. We've got to save Stratton. Come on. I hope we're in time.
Commander.
Stratton, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Where's Ivan?
Oh, he saw you coming, hit me, and then ran out the back door.
Stratton, Miss Bennett is out by the lake. Watch her till we get back. Come on, Happy, let's see if we can pick up Ivan's trail.
Wait, Ivan.
Miss Bennett, I thought they captured you. I saw Corey and a cadet run toward the cottage.
No, Corey struck me and thought I was unconscious. Ivan, did you finish Stratton?
No. I didn't have a chance. Corey and the cadet arrived too soon. Miss Bennett, we'd better get in the boat and shove off. Corey may have trailed me through the brush.
All right, let's get across the lake to our spaceship. Help me into the boat.
Oh, this brush sure is thick.
Yes. Some of these small branches are broken. Ivan's heading for the lake.
Do you think he'll try to swim it, sir?
He might. He might have had a boat beached along here.
Commander, look at these footprints. They lead right out to the water.
Yes, two sets, a man's and a woman's.
Miss Bennett must have come out of her faint.
Hey, look out there, halfway across the lake.
A water cruiser with two people in it.
They're going at full speed.
By the time we get to our boat at the wharf, well, they'd be out of sight.
Get back to Stratton's cottage and space a phone and alarm.
I'm sorry that Bennett woman got away. I got to the lake shore, she was gone.
Don't worry, Mr. Stratton. The commander's alerting the lake patrol. She won't get very far.
I think she was planning to destroy us all in cold blood. Elspeth's always been a determined woman. But I had no idea she was so utterly ruthless.
I just talked to the manager of the Lake Azure Hotel. Neither Ivan nor Miss Bennett were registered there. But the manager recognized their descriptions. They've been hanging around there the last couple of days.
They must have been picking up information.
I've alerted the lake patrol and Venus City headquarters. Mr. Stratton, do you have any idea where Miss Bennett's factory is?
No, other than she hinted it somewhere here on Venus.
So what's the name of it?
I don't even know that. I was supposed to ship the plutonium to the Elbin Company on Mars. It's a fake outfit she uses just to acquire illegal materials.
The Elbin Company. Chances are she must do quite a bit of business under that name. I'll have Space Patrol units contact all spaceports and shipping centers to see if there's any freight on hand for the Elbin Company. Mr. Stratton, you'd better come with us to Venus City. Until we capture Elspeth Bennett and Ivan, your life is in danger.
Miss Bennett, the plants are in the other direction. You are way off vector.
We're not going to the plant right now. We're going to Venus City to pick up some freight.
What for?
There's an electromagnetic pump waiting to be picked up, and it's got the Elbin Company name on it. Sooner or later, Corey's going to trace us through the Elbin Company.
But, Miss Bennett, we can't get a magnetic pump in this ship. It's too small.
We'll hire a surface truck from the warehouse and drive to the plant. There's another ship there. We'll pick up some documents I need and then blast off for Jupiter. Corey will never find us there.
We're about 2 minutes out of Venus City, sir. Shall I contact Space Control?
I'll handle it, Hap.
Space Patrol Headquarters, Venus City. Calling Commander Corey.
Corey here. Go ahead.
Now, Commander, we've already got a development on that Elbin Company checkup.
Good. Let's have it.
Warehouse number 3 has had a large piece of machinery on hand assigned to the Elbin Company. An electromagnetic pump was picked up just a few minutes ago.
Does anybody at the warehouse know where the Elbin Company is located?
Not exactly, but from other dealings, they think it's southeast of Venus City, out toward the Topaz River. A man and a woman rented a big Atomo surface truck from the warehouse.
Get the Atomo truck registration number. Alert all highway patrol units to watch for it. And not to stop it, just report its location and direction.
Yes, Commander.
Corey out. Well, we won't land at Venus City, Happy. We'll cruise around till we get a report on that truck.
I've got the Atomo truck in the viewscope, sir. It's the only vehicle on the highway for miles.
Well, that must be it, then. Check that chart of the Topaz River region.
Yes, sir.
What manufacturing concerns are marked there?
Well, there's only one, sir, but it doesn't say what it is.
No. When the truck arrives, we'll be there.
No, Miss Bennett, I've got to admit I didn't think much of this plan at first. But we sure got Corey off by our trail now.
With that electromagnetic pump out of the warehouse, there's nothing on Venus to give him a hint where our plant is.
What about the spaceship we left at the freight yard?
The false registration will throw Corey even further off the trail.
Do you want to go to the administration building first and get those papers?
No, stop here, by the reactor equipment building.
What for?
Just stop the truck. I'm going to leave orders for my men to get rid of all equipment which might connect this plant with illegal radioactivity work. We'll go in here and take a quick inventory.
Well, I can tell you what is in there. A container of sodium-potassium coolant, heat exchanger, a receiving...
Yes, yes, I know, but I don't want any slip-ups. Come on, get out.
Well, it's going to be a job to dispose of all that, and a real shame to destroy it.
It'll just be hidden. A few months from now, I'll set up a plant on another planet. Nobody's going to stop the lady from Venus. I can promise you that. Now, come on.
All right, Miss Bennett. Ivan, stay where you are.
Corey!
Quick, into the building.
Stop!
Quick, open the door. Up the stairs. We can cross to the next building with a catwalk.
There they go, sir. Up the stairs.
Come on, let's get them.
Ivan, open the door of the catwalk.
It's stuck.
They're coming up the steps. Stop.
Your corner. Better come down.
Ivan, those big containers. Roll them down the stairs.
Okay. Better get off the steps.
Watch it, Commander.
Don't have...
Shall I roll this one now?
Ivan, wait. Don't roll it. Open the valve and let it pour down the stairs.
Huh?
Tip it over and point the valve toward them. Hurry!
Commander, what do you suppose she's up to?
I don't know.
Corey, this drum contains sodium-potassium coolant. It's used in atomic breeder reactors to carry off heat from the reactor core. When it's exposed to air, it will burst into flames. Turn the valve, Ivan.
There it goes!
Stand back, Happy!
Now let's see you come up those stairs!
Commander, the heat, it's awful.
All right, Ivan, get that door open.
Yes, Miss Bennett.
Happy, we can't get up through that flaming liquid, and they can't get down. We'll go outside.
I'm sorry, Commander, you won't be leaving.
She's closed the door.
The electronic control switch is up here. It's no use, Cadet. You can't open that door.
I got this one open, Miss Bennett.
We're leaving you now, Commander. Oh, by the way, there's an automatic fire extinguishing system in here. In a minute or two, water will be sprayed all over that sodium-potassium alloy. And that's your life. Come on, Ivan, we haven't got much time.
Hey, did you hear that, Commander? The sprinkling system, we'll put the fire out. And if it works quickly...
If the sprinkling system starts, we're finished.
Huh?
This coolant has to be kept in a closed, airtight system. It burns in there, but when water hits it, it explodes violently. All these containers will blow up.
Commander, we've got to get out of here.
Now look, there's an electronic hoist. A chain runs up to that pulley fastened to the beam. That hoist will lift us high enough. We can swing over to the balcony and get out the way they did. Grab the hook. I'll throw the switch.
Yes, sir.
Get a good grip. I'll hold the chain and kick the switch with my foot.
Hey, it's working, sir. We're going up.
Start swinging. When we're level with the balcony, jump.
Yes, sir. Hey, the sprinkling system. It started to work.
Let's hope the water doesn't hit that coolant until we get out of here.
Jump, Happy. Quickly.
Out the door across the catwalk.
There it goes. Three whole buildings blown to bits.
Yes, and Commander Corey along with them. Now, come on, let's get to the ship.
Let's use my ship. It's closer.
Corey! Hold it, Ivan.
Corey, you couldn't have escaped.
But we did, which is something that's never going to happen to a certain lady from Venus. Yes, sir, Commander. When she teamed up with Ivan Amon, it sure was an evil omen.
Oh,
we'll be back with an action preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story in just a moment. Jumpin' Jupiter, gang. Here's a five-star bulletin from Buzz Corey. It's coming over the teletype here in the newsroom of Terra's biggest newspaper, the Outer Space Dispatch. Here, I'll read it to you hot off the news tape. It says, gang, don't take a chance those cold winter mornings. Get a start for the day that keeps you moving. Eat a breakfast that whips you into action. A good breakfast with good hot Ralston, the hot super cereal that helps to supercharge you. That's Instant Ralston, the delicious wheat cereal. Remember, I can't take a chance. I have to get supercharged every day. That's why I eat a good breakfast with Instant Ralston, a breakfast that supercharges me. You can't take a chance either, boys and girls. So my advice to you is this. Get supercharged every day. That's it, gang. That's Buzz Corey's message to you. So do what your commander says. Eat a good breakfast with good hot Ralston and get supercharged. And now, a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy are in the lower shaft of a secret mine on Saturn's sixth moon. As they wade through the water of a partly flooded shaft, the sound filters down through the mine.
Happy, listen. Yeah, sounds like a motor of some kind. It must be back outside the opening.
The mine's pump engine.
Pump? Oh, automatic, I guess, yeah. Well, when the water reaches a certain level, it cuts out.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at the water level against the wall of the shaft. Watch it.
It looks like it's rising.
That pipe. It isn't drawing water out, it's forcing it in. Happy, somebody at the mine opening reversed the pumps. They're trying to drown us.
Be sure to be with us next Saturday for the exciting story, The Last Voyage of Lonesome Lena, when Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston again brings you Space Patrol! And now, a message from Commander Buzz Corey.
Boys and girls, to donate blood, you have to be at least 18 years of age. But to be a Space Patrol blood booster, well, age doesn't matter. I need all of you, and all of you can join. Our job is to get more people to donate blood to the Red Cross. It's a swell way to help your country, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So, how about it? How about joining my Space Patrol blood boosters today?
Space Patrol, an original Mike Moser production starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston and directed by Larry Robertson. Other players were Bela Kovach, Ken Mayer, Virginia Hewitt, and David Duval. Dick Tufel speaking. Now, don't forget to tune in next Saturday and every Saturday when Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston again present the new exciting Space Patrol! And be sure to see another exciting Space Patrol story on your local ABC television station. Consult your local paper for time and channel. Space Patrol comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.
I hope you enjoyed our sci-fi for this week. If not, I'll be back next week with a brand new show. In the meantime, RelicRadio.com's got more old-time radio of every variety waiting there for you to push some buttons and listen to. You'll also find links there to our forum, our live stream, and everything else Relic Radio. Find it all at RelicRadio.com. You can email me at RelicRadio@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me this week. Be back next Monday with a brand new episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction.